sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which is so important. Your trade-in's never been worth more, and the sales staff will work with you to save you money wherever they can. And when it comes to the service department, I don't care if it's inspections, routine diagnostics, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Pick it against Gabe Brown. Harrell wants it, gets it top of the key. Couple dribbles far wing. Lundy, 4-3. Good. Lundy, to his right. Now to his left. Crossover. Fades. Good. Penn State leads. 55-54. Pick it. Crossover. Elbow. Inside Harrell on the give and go. Inside Harrell lays it up. No. Gets his own rebound. Basket counts and a foul. And this place loves it.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
That is the most amazing quote of the year by far.
he's walking across the floor, and we had Mike on, we had Seth Lundy on. I said, "Hey, come on up here." He says, "No, I want to go see my mom." I said, "All right, fine." I said, "It's a shabby excuse." Literally, I said, "It's a shabby excuse, but go ahead, see your mom." Right? He's laughing, right? Well, he's talking to his mom. He comes up. He goes, "Hey, I'm here." So then, to be honest with you, that was, I mean, the entirety of the interview was about as fun and entertaining and revealing as you're gonna hear. Now I know we got Trace here in a moment. We'll get to Trace in a second here. But listen to everything he has to say during the course of this thing, which I thought was fascinating and something, I mean, to be honest with you, the suit should play back in the staff meeting actually should listen to himself. No? That'd be a bad idea?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
But he's talking about how everybody's got to, like, you know, buy in and do more. Okay, well, he's got to buy in and do more. You know, we hear stuff like that all the time. But that's, you know, that's what he did. I mean, that's what he was talking about last night. So it was really kind of fascinating in a lot of ways. Now, we'll get that a little bit later. But first, let's get to Trace McSorley, Arizona Cardinals. Welcome back. It's always great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. Appreciate you having me back on here.
Hey, by the way, I think your dad just had a birthday, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, good. Wish him my best, okay?
Yeah, no, I will for sure.
Awesome,
I appreciate that.
Awesome guy. All right. You're watching the Super Bowl. When you watch a game, and you're not playing in it, do you watch the game as a quarterback or do you watch the game as a fan?
I try to watch the game as much as a fan, especially, you know, when I'm not playing, because so much of, you know, what I'm doing is trying to dissect and, you know, watch the game from a quarterback's perspective. So when I can, I do try and just watch it as a fan. But it's hard not to a little bit. You get into that. You're just so used to, you know, watching film and games up on the projector, and you're constantly just, you have your rhythm and what you go through and the process when you're watching film. And it's hard to, when a game's on TV and you're just watching it as a fan, it's hard to not slip into that a little bit. So definitely try to just enjoy it and watch as a fan, but I'll catch myself every now and then, you know, seeing something and trying to dissect it.
All right, so take me from a quarterback's point of view. When Stafford and the Rams start the 15-play drive, yeah, when you're in that spot and you're in that huddle and you know, and you pretty much know this is probably it, even though there's 5 minutes to go, whatever, you know, what is your mindset as a quarterback? Are you play-by-play? Are you two plays ahead? Take us through what you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, you want to try and you want to be able to anticipate, obviously, what the defense will do. But you can't, like, trying to think too far ahead, you'll miss something during the play that you're in. So, really kind of just got to take it one play at a time and, really just situationally think about what you're going to run into. You might run into a two-minute situation here. You'll run into – there's a chance at that point in the game you got to deal with, a fourth down play. So a play where you got to have it, you might end up dealing with down the line in the drive, having to think, conserve time, get chunk plays. You'll need to – so those type of things, those situations, you'll have already gone over with your coach probably ahead of time. But those are some of the things that situationally you got to be prepared and understand what could happen. But when the plays are coming in and when you're playing the game, you just got to focus on the play ahead and take what's there, stay ahead of things and, not get behind the sticks. And that's the thing in that situation that'll really kill you. So, those are some of the things that you just think about.
Now, here comes an out of left field question for you. In college, in pro football, you obviously have a helmet. They can talk to you. And I think they can talk to you up until 15 seconds on the play clock or something like that.
Yep.
Right. In college football, they have to signal the plays in or however they want to do it. Should college football have transmitters and helmets for quarterbacks?
I think it's definitely been something that I've enjoyed. I think it's made it a little bit easier.
Yes.
Having that headset in there. I think it's definitely it's got pluses and minuses to it, but I've enjoyed it. I like having the headset in there and being able to, just get the play call that way. Even if you do want to signal something, it still comes in and you signal it out.
Yeah.
So there's that. I mean, I think it's something that is one more thing you got to think about is you don't have to sit and go over signals, signal meeting and stuff like that. You kind of just have to, it'll come up when it comes up, but it's not a huge part of your game plan. So I like it. It's just it'll be one other thing that the NCAA and the conferences will have to monitor. Someone's got to be there. Just the logistics behind it all. How do you shut it off? How do you keep the frequencies clean? That type of stuff that's probably where they won't get into it. But from my perspective, I actually enjoy having the headset and the helmet.
Right. The last time we had you on, I asked you about Lamar Jackson because you spoke glowingly about being around him, what you learned from him, plus what he learned from you too, believe me, because they learned stuff from you too. Now you're in a room with Kyler Murray and Colt McCoy. Kyler being young, McCoy being a veteran along the way. Along the way, what have you now picked up being in that room that adds to your knowledge of the game?
Yeah, so just starting with Kyler, I think he's a guy that he's been so successful and through his process and at every level he's been at, high school, college, wherever he played at, whatever sport he was playing, he was always successful. So really just seeing him and the standard he holds himself to, how competitive he is, everything for him is competition. There's always a winner and a loser, and he holds himself to that standard of always winning. And I think that's something that you have to be able to be around it and see it to understand exactly what the level is. And then really just how he sees the field, how he's able to manipulate defenses, that type of stuff is something that I think, I'd seen before, but seeing how he does it, it's definitely something that I've been able to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And then, a guy like Colt, who's every situation that could possibly come up in a game, he's experienced. As successful he was in college, as his career in the NFL, as long as he's been in the league, he's been in so many different systems and been around so many different guys. He's one of those guys that guys kind of just flock towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And how he carries himself, how he is in the locker room, he relates to everybody, he can have conversations with everybody, and then seeing him go out in the field and just operate, and he operates like you would expect a veteran to operate, and he's in command the entire time, and those type of things, and how he breaks down film, what he looks at when he looks at the game plan, how he makes his list, right, third down favorite plays, red zone favorite plays, how he wants to start the game, really just kind of getting into his process pregame and preparation process is something that I think is super helpful to be around a guy like that.
Talked with Grant Haley the other day, and of course, Grant was with the Giants, and then he was with the Saints, and then he ended up with the Rams. And I've said once, I've said many times on this show that I think the guys I admire more than anybody else are the guys that have the ability that always keep their career alive. Grant's been able to keep his career alive. He has a Super Bowl ring. Other players I can cite along the way, you know, Nate Stupart here from State College, he's spent 8 years in the league. You're keeping your career alive. Every time I turn around, there, you know, you're someplace. So now you're with Arizona. What does it take every year for you to always make sure that you're not, that you're keeping your career alive and keeping yourself relevant for organizations to say, no, we need to have him be a part of us?
I think it's, there's things that you kind of always have to be able to bring to the table, and you know, what being always being an asset to wherever you're at, to the team, to the position room that you're in. I think those things are always imperative, but you know, it's, a lot of it is, you know, being able to show your skill set whenever you can. So if that's in practice, being able to get on, out there in preseason and show skill set some way, somehow, and kind of having that willingness to get out there and do things a little bit differently than, you know, you see a lot, like the path of a lot of other people taking. And really just a lot of it is being able to keep moving forward and kind of stay positive and deal with that adversity, because, you know, it's definitely gets stressful when every day you're fighting for your life in the NFL, and you're fighting for your job, and, you know, you get into that point in camp where everyone gets a little bit tense because jobs are going to be lost and, you know, dreams, careers ended, and, you know, everyone gets a little bit tense during that time. So it's being able to handle that stress and, you know, the realization of everything that it is, and that every single day could be your last day, and nothing's ever guaranteed unless you're, you know, one of the 22 starters.
Right.
It's one of those things that you just have, being able to keep fighting and keep, you know, doing your job and being able to perform in a situation like that. And I think those are some, like, things like Grant does really well, and you never know when opportunity comes, but when that opportunity does come for him, he takes advantage of it, and he makes the most out of every single one.
Yeah, no, it's remarkable the way some guys have been able to do that, and I have great admiration for that, because you're right, the stress level is so high where you feel like you're always the guy that's on the edge. You've been through a John Harbaugh system. You've been through Cliff Kingsbury. Give me the positives of both that they bring to the table as a coach that you like.
Yeah, I mean, so with Cliff, I think how he sees the field offensively, how he wants to attack, especially in our passing game. I think it's something that, you know, he wants to play with that tempo. Kind of goes back to a little bit of what I was used to in college, being able to just get the ball in a playmaker's hands and get explosive plays down the field, how he sees the field, how he tries to attack coverages, and really just kind of that mentality that he was a quarterback, so he's got that gunslinger mentality. They go out and play, and he's uber competitive, and you can, you know, how he calls the game and how he is in meetings, you can tell he's always got that juice and that excitement to him. And that's something that in the short period of time that I was with him, it was one of those things that I really picked up on almost instantly. And then with, you know, Coach Harbaugh, how he, you know, carries himself, everything for him is no one's going to outwork him, and no one's going to outwork, you know, his team and everything like that. So, you know, everything we did was, you know, they always had a saying, like with the Ravens, was always more, never less. And that was something that I think held true to what, you know, he kind of preached day in and day out, and just the details and his preparation, and no one was going to out-prepare him, and no one was going to, you know, the players weren't going to be out-prepared by the other team, and no one was going to be work hard in the weight room, out on the practice field, and those kind of things. You know, so I think, you know, that's why they've been able to be so consistent over the years, and year in, year out, they're a playoff team. You know, sometimes, you know, things fall one way or the other, but I think that's a big reason why, that year in and year out, their approach, their preparation, their, you know, game plan for their season is so consistent. And I think that's been huge for him, and definitely something that I took from him and being able to learn from that over a couple of years and kind of keep that as part of my process.
And I can tell everybody in no uncertain terms, nobody outworks Trace McSorley. So, well, all right, I can tell everybody that firsthand knowledge. Trace, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate the time you gave us today.
Yeah, no problem. I always appreciate you guys having me on.
Trace McSorley joining us on the show. We'll hear that interview with John Hara in a moment. We'll come back because I think it's fascinating. I mean, we can kid about what he said about me, which is fine. But there's a lot more to it, and we'll come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Diversified Construction has been changing lives in the greater Susquehanna Valley for over 20 years. Families rely on us to show them how their loved one's living environment can be made safer with economical improvements to their home. Assisted living can cost as much as $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 per year. Most homes can be suitably modified for a fraction of that cost, enabling folks to enjoy life where they always have, in the comfort of their own home for many more years. I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss viable, economical projects to keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice. HIC number 5907.
When your comfortable life is good, Comfort Specialist.
At Comfort Specialists, they know when you're comfortable, life is good. You can help provide our community with year-round comfort when you work for Comfort Specialists. They have openings for service techs and also installers. Find out what it is like to work for a company that values their employees by providing the latest equipment and company vehicles to drive. They also offer benefits that include 401k options and a friendly working environment. If you have some experience as a service tech or installer, please send your resume to hvac@yourcomfortspecialist.com. That's hvac@yourcomfortspecialist.com. That's hvac@yourcomfortspecialist.com.
When your comfortable life is good, Comfort Specialist.
Hi, this is Justin Michaels from Surplus Outlet. No one has to tell you that prices on groceries and many other items have been on the rise recently. How do you get the most for your money? I have the answer for you and your family. If you have never shopped at Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on buying groceries at below wholesale prices. Save on the same things you'd buy at the big box stores, but you'll see savings add up. I invite you to come in to Surplus Outlet and see for yourself. Surplus Outlet has groceries and much more, including deli meats and cheeses, paper products, cleaning items, pet items, and yes, we have fresh produce as well. At Surplus Outlet, we don't play the game of lowering prices on one item just to raise the price of another. The everyday low price is just that, every day at Surplus Outlet, and we even bag your groceries for you. We have truckloads arriving daily with special buys, so check out our Facebook page or stop in often to save even more money. These specials go by fast.
Surplus Outlet is now hiring, so stop by and apply today. Surplus Outlet, with locations on Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Visit them on their website or Facebook and sign up for additional savings. Do it today.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Friday mornings from 8:30 till 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
East Buffalo Township up there in Union County, do you know what those supervisors did?
Lower taxes.
There you go, Mark.
Everything you know about daycare could fit on the head of a pin. I know the folks who know, know.
The folks who don't know.
I know the folks who don't
the
know,
folks
don't
who don't know.
Know.
On the Mark, weekday mornings from 8:30 till 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sidney Crosby snaps it cross ice for Malkin at the far half wall. Evgeny Malkin atop the far circle for Rust. Backhands down low for Gensel. Back to Rust in the far corner. Center point Letang holding it, shooting it. Loose atop the crease. Played by the Flyers, but not out. Malkin right side. Crosby shoots. He scores! Center stage is yours tonight, Sid. 500 career goals for the captain, and this crowd is going crazy for Crosby.
It's off with the call. We'll move on quickly from that because there's something else I wanted to get to. Only because the consistency of the guy is remarkable. Hank Aaron never hit more than 50 homers in the season. You know that. All right, yet he ended with 755 because the numbers were always high all the time. When Crosby has not been hurt, and he had a couple of years with the concussion issues, right, his numbers have been just steady all the time. Greatness can be in how steady and elevated your numbers are. I know as a Flyer fan you hate that, but, I mean, that's what happens when you actually draft the right guy. All right, so...
But get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
He was the first overall pick, so he didn't have any choice. All right, so this is John Lester. I asked him about the mentality of, look, I've had enough. I can't... I'm not going to take this anymore.
I mean, someone sent me a picture of a tweet that I lost 33 games as a Penn Stater by less than 2 points or something like that.
That's
by
sounds
less than
right.
one possession.
Yep.
And that just sat with me. Those 33 games are NCAA tournament bids because I'm sure a bunch of them were in a season. So, I mean, I got limited time here. I'm trying to – my message to everyone is, like, we have more to give. Like, I'm trying to show up to the BJC 6:30 every morning, like, work out. I have more to give to this program, and if I can bring along my teammates and my staff, like, we got more to give. You got more to give, Steve Jones, and you know it. You know it. I'm challenging everyone. We all got more to give.
I and I'll throw 33 of those, so yeah, I got more to give.
He's been
we got more to give. We do. I just – that mindset is that it's you're taking accountability of your own actions when you say you have more to give. Because it's hard. Like, you're like, oh, man, I feel sorry for myself. Like, during the layup lines, like, everyone just felt sorry. We have more to give. Go up and dunk it. Get a sweat and layup lines. Like, little stuff like that. You got more to give, Steve Jones. I'm going to text you that.
Okay. You better text
every
it to
morning.
Me. It'll challenge. Now I feel challenged.
You should.
John, I think if I have this right, you're down to, let's see, Thursday, then two games next week in this building.
And
right?
I'm
only,
done.
Only
I'm
three, done. Only three to go. Really? You're not, no sixth year for you?
No. I'll just be sleeping in the locker room until May. And May 10th when I graduate. And then I'll be done.
What do you want out of these last couple of weeks and then the trip to Indianapolis and hopefully some kind of keep playing somewhere,
yeah.
Some way.
I've just been smiling in the gym. I talked with my roommate, like, we had limited time as a group. Like, I just gotta find my joy. Just keep smiling and if I keep showing up and keep giving more every day, I'll go home, live with the results. But that's my mindset right now. Smile and enjoy my teammates and my staff because we only got limited time left.
Yeah, John started his career with a postseason.
So there you go. Remarkable, really, the perspective of a 22, 23-year-old, which, to be honest with you, probably should have been played at our staff meeting. But that's a different story. Different day.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
I mean, all of you have to give me more. Fork it over. What? That wasn't quite the message.
You know, I have a job for John Herrod. Does he want to go become president of the IOC? That'd be great. Actually, no, he doesn't want to do that.
Who'd want that? My goodness, you have to have a degree in corruption.
Exactly.
Hey,
that's an insult
goodness.
To him. Never mind.
Yeah.
You're
taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. It's 11 and 15 Hummels Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, gray pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a great service department. That service department takes care of routine inspections, diagnostics, everything. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummels Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the suit is in the house.
evening, sir. Well, late afternoon. So what do you think of the Olympics so far?
You know, I like the early stuff, but I'm really getting tired of the ice skating issues. I love the House of Speed. I mean, that is an awesome track for luge, skeleton, and bobsled. Mono Bob was awesome Sunday night. Ugh. But it's like, come on. This makes no sense. I don't care when the test was. I don't care when the test came back. I don't care how delayed it was. If you have an issue with a potential doping, you shouldn't be able to perform. I feel bad for her individually. I feel bad for her individually because I'm sure she's not going, you know what? I think I'm going to take this performance-enhancing drug to enhance my performance. No, of course. I don't think that's the case. I blame the ROC for that. But it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's really taken over the Olympic coverage the last few days.
Oh, it should.
And, you know, I'm not saying it shouldn't, but it shouldn't have happened in the first place. That's my point. Other than that, it's been awesome. I haven't gotten a whole lot of sleep.
No, I've had plenty of sleep. I feel good.
I'm sure you do.
I feel really good. So, yeah. Thought I'd mention that. I feel great. I don't understand why you're having trouble with sleep. I can't really speak too much to the whatever the heck the issue is with this thing. Only because I've only followed it from a distance. And the reason I followed it from a distance is that I don't really know what the heck to really make of. And I don't really know much about her except she's 15. And I believe the fact that she is 15 played a huge role in her being allowed to compete. Because I think if she was 16, believe it or not, the rules are a little bit different for her. If I read the rules correctly. See, I thought you'd know all about this.
Know all of what? No, just kidding.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I think if she was 16 or older, I think it's a little different standard in terms of how they treated this. And I think that fact that she's 15, I think, caught a break in that regard.
Well, again, I don't put the blame on her. I mean, there's people around her that should keep this from happening. And if they're not keeping it from happening, that means that there's probably intent there. Not a guarantee, but it means that there is at least the thought that intent could be there.
Or she cheated.
Or she knew about it and did it on her own. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I thought NBC handled it very well with the three, with Tara, Johnny, and you mentioned the other day, just the play-by-play for figure skating. Terry Gannon. I just drew a blank. I thought they handled it very well. They made their points, they made their opinions, and Terry did a nice job of kind of summing everything up and tying it all together and then going into the competition. Because he's a pro.
Well, now they're giving the Americans souvenir Olympic torches.
What, from the team competition?
While they wait for the... Yes.
You're kidding me.
As they wait... No offense, and this is from Thomas Bach. I know exactly what my response would be to him if he handed me one of those.
I mean, come on.
I know exactly what my response would be. It would have something to do with exactly where it should be put.
Complete instructions on where it should be placed.
No need for instructions. It would be very apparent.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. They're not going to have a medal ceremony for the women's figure skating.
That's just, if she medals,
right? Which
if she doesn't medal, they will.
But why? And again, it goes back to, okay, if you want to withhold the medal from the ROC, from team, and you want to withhold the medal because of this, why withhold the other two medals? That makes no sense to me. All right, what's the worst thing that could happen? That you're going to end up giving her the medal anyway, and the gold medal, and everything's going to be fine? Or you're going to end up giving the gold medal to whoever finished second? Oh, here, let me trade your gold for a silver. It's like, no, that's okay. I don't want it. I'll take my silver, and I'm good. I it's just, that made no sense.
It's the International Olympic Committee, where a degree in corruption gets you on track to being a part of the games. You didn't like that, did you?
No, I actually kind of agree with you in this particular case.
I think this whole thing has become a massive embarrassment for the games. People are turned off by this whole thing to begin with. You've got a 50% reduction in audience, which is remarkable. Now, there's been several factors that have played into it. Let's not pretend that there aren't factors, and it's multiple. It's the 13-hour time difference. That's a factor. No getting around. It's also the third straight Olympiad that's had either a 13 or 14-hour time difference. So that is an issue. So you're not seeing as much live. Now, the other night I did, for the first time I watched the game, so I did watch Monobob, and I did watch Ice Dancing. I did watch, when I was in Minnesota, I did watch a little bit of hockey.
Yeah, they've had some hockey in prime time, but not much.
Yeah, but this was late night.
This
was late night.
Prime plus, they call it.
But that's all I've watched to this point. I haven't watched anything else.
I've had
games. I've had travel. I traveled Friday night. We didn't get back till 3:30 in the morning on Sunday. I had a game last night. We got the talk show tonight, plus something else I've got to do. Then there's, I got a game tomorrow. Yeah.
But I think there's been enough live coverage, at least even for my, make me content. I've been happy with the live coverage. They've had some skating live. They've had some. They've actually had some curling live from time to time on USA. They've had the downhill was live, the slalom was live, the giants, the Super G was live. And they've had ski slope, and snowboarding.
By the way, curling they can do in a, no offense, but in curling, with all due respect, they could do that in a Wide World of Sports format.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that's the only Olympic sport I would have a chance to be able to do. That's what excites me about it.
Oh, boy. Really? Okay.
It's true. You can go down and play it right now.
I'm just saying curling is something where you can do it in a Wide World of Sports format, or you can do it in a Lindsey Nelson, after an exchange of punts.
Yeah, you do a highlight format.
Well, enough play-by-play, but you, instead of, only so much sweeping you can watch here.
I actually liked mixed curling. I thought that was really good because it's only two people. So now the one who's throwing the stone also has to do some sweeping. That made it a little more interesting. All right, it made it more interesting to me.
Okay.
Listen, let's be honest. Nothing beats luge, skeleton, bobsled. You know why they call it skeleton, by the way? And for those of you that don't know, skeleton, you're on a sled kind of like luge, but you're on your chest and your head is forward instead of backward like luge. You know why they call it skeleton? Because if you slide off that thing, that's all that's going to be left of you when you hit the bottom of the hill.
Oh, my goodness. All right. But the 13-hour time difference is one. The U.S. got off to a really slow start. That didn't help. The Stars have in part not been the Stars. That didn't help. I think the Super Bowl overshadowed it tremendously. It gave a great lead-in on Sunday night, but the Super Bowl overshadowed it tremendously. The Super Bowl got 112 million viewers. And, I mean, let's face it, there's also the part that NBC won't touch, and it's the elephant in the room. And I'm not saying it's the total factor, but it's a part, you know, it's a small factor for some people. Or they don't like how the Chinese government goes about their business. How about that for a simple way of saying it?
Well, they did on the first night. On the first night, not the opening ceremonies night, but on the first night of real competition, they did touch on it slightly. I mean, it was they acknowledged that there's an issue, and you know what you don't see though. You don't. Tirico acknowledged it in his opening, but it wasn't real long. But what you don't see are those long features now about the host country. This year is the first year we haven't seen that, and I think that's on purpose by NBC.
I'm sure it is, but that's not making a statement.
I'm not saying
about
that.
What's going on?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that's something different.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't... it's different, but it doesn't... Also, I think having it announced from Stamford, Connecticut is also the individuals doing the announcer are doing it. At least the parts I've seen, and again, I've only seen a total of 30 minutes out of 10 days. And the parts I watched, they were fabulous. But you also can always tell when somebody's not there.
Well, you lose that little edge as a broadcaster when you're not there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I found that out, you know, for the first time a couple of, in the 2020 spring season, you know, when you're doing games from a studio. And you can hear that. And I think I'm going to put a plug in for a guy that I really love because I love his versatility. But Lee Diffie, I think, is probably one of the best at doing that. But that's because he has so much experience doing it from the years he's done Formula One, and they never went on traveled in Formula One.
Right, right. Just saying, these are all the factors I think that have combined. I think what they desperately need, I think Paris is going to help them tremendously, because at that point you feel like the pandemic, whether it's endemic, but the pandemic part is in your rearview mirror in 24. The time difference is only 6 hours. More live events, and I think there's going to be more of a festive celebration around Paris. How about that? I think that's, and then they go to Italy in 26. I think that's when they break out. And then, of course, Los Angeles is all going to be live. I think the next three give them an opportunity because we don't know where 30 is. 32, we're back to the same boat of, okay, yeah, great. Of where it was before being in Brisbane. But the next three, I think, give the Olympic Committee, the Olympic movement, the chance to give them back their momentum. Because right now they have no momentum. And, and as I said, and part of it too is, you promote stars and so forth, and the Summer Olympic Games, we know Simone Biles struggled, right? Both on and off the mat, and that hurt NBC. And Michaela Schifrin just had one of those games to forget.
Oh, man. Seeing her in the slalom and just off the edge of the track there near the fencing, just sitting there in her own thoughts, your heart went out to her. I mean, everything that, I know she's had so much success, but, going through losing her father a couple of years ago, who was a mm-hmm. big part of her life, a big part sure. of what she did, every event he was at taking photos, and I'm sure all of that, you could see all of that coming down at one time. And you know what, Steve? I said it years ago. This is what I really love about the Olympics. It's the story behind just the sport. It's what the athlete has gone through to get there. I really enjoy those things. But I also enjoy watching them win, too.
Yeah.
Not that I enjoyed watching her struggle. I don't mean that.
No,
but you understand. You could feel.
Nobody wants to watch her struggle.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody wants to watch her struggle.
But your heart went out to her.
I haven't seen anybody sit there for 20 minutes like that since our entire staff was like that after one of your meetings. All right, so we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Something's different about you, Sam. You look so good. What is it?
Thanks. I had my eyebrows microbladed at Beyond Brows Permanent Cosmetics. It was so easy. Marlena and her girls specialize in cosmetic tattooing. This is one of their most popular and beautiful services.
I just had mine done by Marlena last year, and I absolutely love them.
At Beyond Brows Permanent Cosmetics, Dirt Drive, Lewisburg, they do so much more. Powder brows, eyeshadow, eyeliner, lip blushing, scar camouflage, and faux freckles. Marlena and her team have been voted the number one permanent cosmetic studio in the Susquehanna Valley.
Who are you?
Who invited you to lunch?
I'm the announcer. Hey, you gonna eat that couscous?
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. Back by popular demand is our 50% off, once-a-year sale on Simply Amish Furniture. During February only, save 50% off suggested retail on all Simply Amish Furniture. All solid wood bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, entertainment, and accents are included in this once-a-year sale. This year, for our 87th anniversary, we've partnered with Simply Amish to offer an even greater value during this event. Get a solid maple dining table with extension leaf and four chairs for only $19.99. Like a work of art, each piece of Simply Amish furniture is hand-signed by the craftsman who built it. Your name is also inscribed on the label, letting you know it was handcrafted especially for you. Handcrafted from beautiful hardwoods and finished with your choice of stain, 100 years from now, you're far more likely to find Simply Amish furniture in a museum than a landfill. 50% off Simply Amish furniture ends on February 28th. Please visit the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury.
To stay safe on the road, here are smart drive tips for smart drivers.
Hi, this is Sullivan from Lewisburg Area School District. Here are some tips to stay safe behind the wheel. Discourage others from calling or texting you while you're driving. Have passengers manage your phone for you. Prepare for your drive. Review maps, adjust your radio, and make any phone calls needed before you drive. Request phone-free driving when you are a passenger. Model safe driving behavior.
Proud supporters of Susquehanna Smart Drive, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Community Aid in Singles Grove, and News Radio 1070. WKOK.
Join the discussion about news, sports, and more by following News Radio 1070 WKOK on Facebook. You'll get breaking news updates, plus stories where you can weigh in with your opinions. Follow the news and let your voice be heard. Plus, win prizes on our Facebook-only contests. Follow us on Facebook today and join the discussion with News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Okay, this is the real best part of the Olympics.
It's the part where they put the flame out?
No. The part where they play John Williams at any part of the Olympic coverage. I love that piece of music.
Yeah, it's great. I remember when John Williams was the conductor for the Boston Pops.
He just celebrated a birthday early last week, I believe it was.
I think he took over for Arthur Fiedler. Oh, you are shocked. I even know that stuff.
Sometimes. And then I realize who I'm talking to.
Boston Pop. Nothing like the Boston Pops.
Pops go the 4th
of July.
Yeah, Pop goes the 4th.
Right? At the Esplanade, 1812 Overture, actually firing cannons. We were going to do that over the river in Sunbury, right? And we had it all set, and I gave them coordinates to your house. And it was a...
Listen, I heard enough cannon fire through the Bucknell Army game this year. I had plenty of cannon fire on that one.
I'm sure, yes.
When the rain came down, they had to put them away. I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Wow. That had to be something. All right. Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be abbreviated, but you know what? Grant Haley of the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams is going to join us.
Sweet.
Mark Brennan on the show on Friday. Brian Tripp Friday. And I guess we have a mystery guest on Friday.
The voice of Penn State Ice.
Yes, the voice of Penn State Ice. Talk about what they have coming down the stretch here. Yeah. Yeah, so Grant Haley tomorrow on the show from the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams. Quite a path for him to get to Los Angeles. The ability of athletes, as I said to Trace McSorley on today's show, to keep their careers alive is remarkable. Hey, it's one thing to sit there and say, hey, look, they've locked up Aaron Rodgers for X amount of years and blah, blah, blah. You have a bunch of people who are trying to somehow hang in the NFL. You know, Trace is now with the Cardinals. Grant went from the Giants to the Saints, then got released by the Saints, and then got picked up late by the Rams, and he's got a Super Bowl ring. We'll talk to him about that journey tomorrow on the show, brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.